Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Katie's in Chesterland. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Katie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You excited for your new sausage place?
What? I don't know about it, honestly.
My mother-in-law lives there, and she said where there used to be this candy place across from Guido's. Apparently, they're going to sell sausage.
The candy place?
She said. I didn't know if she knew. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
I got my... It's my Chesterland insiders, I'm telling you.
That is big time.
That's right. After she gets her kettle corn at the Mulberry Corners. So she's doing in Chesterland.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
It's good. Oh,
I've never
yeah.
been there.
I was there the other day at Star 102. And I said, thank you for having us on. All right. Katie, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
All right. Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I can. Good luck, Katie.
Thanks.
Hey, Stevie.
Hey.
It's Friday. We're having fun. Weekend's around the corner. I'm telling you. All right, Katie, we're going to ask you these five questions. Jen's in the hallway. Let's begin. We're going to start with Angel Reese because history's being made. She's making a Victoria's Secret history, to be specific. She's going to walk the Victoria's Secret fashion show runway on October 15th, becoming the first ever professional athlete to do it. Angel Reese plays which sport professionally?
I'm going to say basketball.
Question number two. Dua Lipa wrapped up her Radical Optimism tour by bringing out Gwen Stefani for her duet for her song Don't Speak. Well, I guess technically it's a song from Gwen Stefani's band, which, by the way, is going to have a residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. What is the name of Gwen Stefani's band?
No Doubt.
Question number three. A sequel to a Minecraft movie is officially in the works. I guess it's not a huge surprise that it's getting a sequel because it's just smashed at the box office and also became a viral hit with teens going crazy for it in theaters, especially during the scene when these two words were uttered.
I'm going to say chicken jockey.
All right. Question number four.
This is the morning I need my kids in the car. They would help me with that.
You guessed very well if that was a guess. Question number four. The live action for... I am so glad I wasn't in the theater. Like when it erupted, if it happened to erupt at that time. You imagine that?
You would have joined.
Oh,
probably would have
joined. Home, so.
Yeah.
Tim
oh, that's
teams.
A good call. Yeah, probably would have. Question number four. The live action version of 2010's Tangled, which has been put on pause back in April. Apparently, it's back in motion with some pretty big names attached, such as Scarlett Johansson reportedly close to signing in as the character Mother Gothel, who is Rapunzel's kidnapper. What is the name of Rapunzel's kingdom?
That I don't know. That was not one of my top Disney movies.
Yeah, there you go. Well, question number five, we'll get to this one. Get ready to head back to Westeros because HBC just dropped the first trailer for A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, the next Game of Thrones prequel that's going to be hitting screens next year on January 18th. Spoiler alert, especially for Jen when she's back in the room, no dragons. Game of Thrones is based on a series of novels by which author?
Uh, have no idea.
Oh, there's the timer. All right, we're going to see how you did with those five questions. Then Jen will be back in the room to answer those same five next. Katie's in Chesterland. She answered five questions a minute ago. It's Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen's going to answer these same five questions in a minute. But first, we need to let Katie know how she did.
She got three.
There you go, Katie.
Good job, Katie.
Three.
Better than I thought.
There you go. You did well. Three questions correct today. Now Jen has to answer those same five questions. We're going to see how she does. We're going to begin with question number one with Angel Reese. She's making history. Victoria's Secret history. She's going to walk in the Victoria's Secret fashion show runway. This is happening in a couple of days on October 15th, becoming the first ever professional athlete to do it. So, Angel Reese plays which sport professionally?
Basketball.
It is basketball. Question number two, Dua Lipa wrapped up her Radical Optimism tour by bringing out Gwen Stefani for a duet of her song, Don't Speak. Well, I guess technically it's a song from her band, which, by the way, is going to have a residency at the Las Vegas Sphere, by the way. What is the name of Gwen Stefani's band?
No Doubt.
Yes, it is. Question number three, a sequel to the Minecraft movie is officially in the works. Obviously not a huge surprise because that movie dominated the box office and became a viral hit with teens going crazy for it in theaters, especially during the scene when these two words were uttered.
Chicken jockey.
It was chicken jockey. Question number four, the live-action version of 2010's Tangled, which has been put on pause back in April. Apparently Back in Motion's got some pretty big names attached to it, such as Scarlett Johansson is reported to be close to signing on as the character Mother Gothel, who is the Rapunzel's kidnapper. Jen, what is the name of Rapunzel's kingdom?
I don't know. It is Rapunzelifica.
I watched Tangled 1,000 times with my daughter.
Same.
I could probably sing every lyric to. I would have no idea what the kingdom is.
That's the song we love, right? The one for the duet, Mandy Moore.
I see the light.
What's the kingdom?
Corona.
Oh yeah, I don't know that.
No idea.
Are you sure?
Well, AI said so.
Question number five.
Jen, you have to get this one, or we have a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Stevie.
Sneeze or cough. 216. Okay, I was not sure on that. Question number five. Get ready to head back to Westeros. Because HBO just dropped the first trailer for A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, the next Game of Thrones prequel, hitting screens on January 18th. Spoiler alert for you, Jen. You're not going to be happy, though. No dragons.
No, I don't like that.
Game of Thrones is based on a series of novels by which author?
Oh, God. J.R. Tolkien. I have no idea.
I was wondering if you would know that. George R.R. Martin. Does that ring a bell? Does it ring a bell?
The R.R. rings a bell to me.
R.R.
A lot of authors have a double R.
Give us more double R. Yeah, we do. Tiebreaker, we're tied at three?
We're tied at three.
Neat.
All right, why don't we stay with Game of Thrones?
Oh, why don't we?
This is what we're going to do. Once again, closest to the actual number without going over. Jen is writing down her answer. Obviously, Katie and Chesterland is going to give us her answer. The timer is still in play as we're staying back to Game of Thrones. I want to know the first episode of the first season of Game of Thrones aired how many years ago? Here's your timer.
I'm going to say 9.
9 years ago.
Oh, I went higher. I said 14.
It aired 14 years ago.
Wow.
Sorry.
Jen.
On the nose.
Wow.
See, I knew somewhere that you did enjoy Game of Thrones.
I never watched it.
Okay, well, that was a great guess then.
Thank you, Tim. I'm sorry, Katie. That was a lucky guess on my part, really.
But say that again. I'm sorry.
I've never seen the show. My husband watched every episode, but I left the room.
Yeah, my husband loved it, and I never watched it.
Yeah,
same thing.
Never.
Well, thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate it. Thank you for playing a round of Trump Tui. We hope you have a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Katie from Chesterland, and I did not Trump Tui.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
David's in Stowe, going to play the last round of Trump 2 of the week on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. David, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How about yourself, Mr. Richard?
Hey, we're doing well. You ready to play this round of Trump 2?
I am ready to go.
Good.
I hate to say it, but your Browns are going down.
Next caller. You know what? I actually forgot that we're playing those dumb Steelers until you mentioned that.
I'm sorry, but I root for the other team.
Do you really?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
And we're so bad, why are we only 5.5-point underdogs? And we're playing in, you know, whatever that city's called.
You guys must be doing something right.
Yeah. 5.5-point underdogs.
No, I hope you guys do good, though.
You don't. You just said you hate us. And now you're you're rooting for the other team.
This is going to get lengthy.
I don't even care about this game now. Let's talk more about this. No, I'm kidding. It's fine. I'm going to rewrite my question for all Browns questions now for you.
I know. I was going to say, I don't know if it was a mistake that you told him that before the game.
They're all Browns fans.
He might actually root for me this time for the first time ever in Trump 2 history.
Steelers fan, the last contestant of the week I did not need. No, okay. You call the time. You're so cool. I'm just, obviously, we're just messing around.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started, buddy.
Jen, will you, Ken, please leave the room?
I will leave the room. Good luck to you, David.
Oh, thank you.
Your defense stinks. All right, question number one. I'm kidding. Look at this. Don't call me Monday. I'm not answering the phone if we lose. I am not answering the phone. I'll be a sore loser.
I don't like Pittsburgh anymore either because of how much it costs to drive to that state. So I'm with
you. We should get to that. We will get to that next week. That was unbelievable. You know, we play like two beers, two claws. We should play that. Okay. So we're glad you're playing the game in all seriousness. And thank you for listening. We talked to you on the air, off the air quite a bit. You're a lot of fun. We're going to ask you five questions.
Awesome. You know, Stevie, you and Jen.
Thank you, buddy. As are you. It's fun to go back and forth with you. So I'm going to ask you five questions. You know how the game works. Jen's in the hallway.
I sure do.
There's a timer involved, so you need to make sure you answer within the timer. You do that with the best of your ability. Then we'll grab Jen, bring her back in, and ask her the same five questions. So let's begin with question number one. We're going to start with food. Why not? We're going to start with Domino's because they are rebranding with brighter colors. There's a thicker new font and a fresh jingle from Shaboozy. By the way, the new thicker font also spells out Domino's in a new way. It's kind of spelled like Domino's. A lot of M's.
I never put how you spelled it on there.
When ordering a Domino's pizza online, you have six options for crust. We just need you to name one of them.
Hand-tossed.
There we go, hand-tossed. Question number two, Duolingo is the language that's the learning app, is launching its first ever anime series, The Final Test. The series is designed to promote their updated Japanese courses with each episode running 60 seconds long. What is the animal mascot for Duolingo?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with tiger.
All right, let's go with the tiger. As we move to question number three, this is breaking news yesterday. An Ocean's 11 prequel apparently on the way. Bradley Cooper, Margot Robbie, they seem to be in talks to star in the film. Now, previously, rumors swirled that Ryan Gosling would be joining the cast as well. Our question to you, who played the role of Danny Ocean in the 2001 film?
George Clooney.
Question number four. Variety has named Sabrina Carpenter as their 2025 Hitmaker of the Year. She's going to be honored at the publication's annual Hitmakers celebration. What was the first single from Sabrina Carpenter's latest album, Man's Best Friend?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask this. I have no clue.
That's okay. That's all right. We appreciate you admitting it. We're going to question number five. We'll give this a shot, too. Angel Reese is making Victoria's Secret history. She's going to walk the Victoria's Secret fashion show runway on October 15th, becoming the first ever professional athlete to do it. What was Angel Reese's nickname in college when she played for LSU?
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Oh, there's the timer, which, by the way, why does it seem like 10 years ago she played for LSU?
I know. And it was just like two.
I know. Okay. So we're going to see how you did with those five questions, and then Jen gets to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes on Star 102. David and Stowe playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. He answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui back into the studio. Let's let David know how he did.
David got two.
Good job, David.
Thank you.
Now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions, David. Let's see what happens, buddy. We're going to begin with question number one with Domino's. They're rebranding. Brighter colors, thicker new font, fresh jingle from Shaboozy. The new thicker font also spells out Domino's in a new kind of a creative way.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like Dom.
I meant to take out that last sentence.
Yeah. I really wish you would have.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That is something.
He would have went rogue anyway.
Yes, he would have.
When ordering a Domino's pizza online, you have six options for crust. Name one of them.
Plain. Plain crust isn't one?
Well, I don't think they call it plain crust.
Regular? What do they call it?
They call it hand tossed.
Oh, hand tossed. I don't know.
Why'd you buzz hand tossed?
She just said it's hand tossed.
Hand tossed.
Thin and crispy?
Parmesan.
Close.
Parmesan stuffed crust. You have a handmade pan, crunchy thin crust, New York style, and gluten free. There is no plain.
This is reminiscent of you telling me there's no taco on the Taco Bell menu.
There isn't.
There isn't a plain. It's just the hand toss.
No, I get
there,
it.
Is there
Thank you,
standard,
Stevie.
I get it.
Thank you for your accuracy. Mm-hmm. Question number two. Duolingo,
I don't like
the
it, though.
Language learning app, is launching its first ever anime series, The Final Test.
Did you say Dua Lipa?
Yeah. It's Dua Lipa. The series is designed to promote their Duolingo.
Yes,
the series
I thought
is designed.
You said
Duolingo. Why are you messing with me? The series is designed to promote their updated Japanese courses, with each episode running 60 seconds long. What animal is the mascot for Duolingo?
An owl? A bird.
Owl cat.
What are you looking at me for?
What is
that's
it?
Not what my word, that's not what my sheet says.
Okay, it counts.
It's what a green owl.
Oh, stop.
Question number three.
Do I get that?
Yes, you get the point.
Thank you, Stevie.
It is an owl.
It's not what? First of all, it's not a plain crust. Second of all, it's not a plain owl. I mean.
Well, plain she didn't get. Owl.
Plain I didn't get. Owl I got.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Question number three.
So sorry.
Well, I mean. An owl. Could be any owl.
You didn't say what color owl.
Question. I didn't write the question.
Oh, my God.
Question number three.
I'm still
Duolingo,
blaming you.
The learning app.
Stop. Did you say Dua Lipa?
An Ocean's 11 prequel is on the way. And Bradley Cooper, Margot Robbie, they're in talks to star in the film. Previously, rumors were swirling that Ryan Gosling would be joining the cast as well. Who played Danny Ocean in the 2001 film?
George Clooney.
Of course. Question number four. Variety has named Sabrina Carpenter as their 2025 Hitmaker of the Year. She will be honored at the publication's annual Hitmaker celebration. What was the first single from Sabrina Carpenter's latest album, Man's Best Friend?
Manchild.
Yeah, it's Manchild. Let's move to question number three, or 560.
It's a lot of questions.
So many.
Question number five. Angel Reese is making Victoria's Secret history. She's going to walk the Victoria's Secret fashion runway show on October 15th, becoming the first ever professional athlete to do so. What was Angel Reese's nickname in college when she played for LSU?
Light as a feather. Angel of heaven. The halo wearer. I don't know. I was trying to play off Angel.
The Bayou Barbie.
Oh, that's good.
Bayou Barbie. I don't even have any idea where we're at in the game right now.
I don't know.
David 2, Jen 3.
Oh, she did get 3. Oh.
Sorry, David.
Because of the green owl.
Oh, because of the owl.
Oh,
see? And waited the game.
Protest.
Protest. David's protesting.
David.
Wow, go ahead, Jen. Twins.
Exactly. I know, David. Give me a call on Monday unless the Browns lose, okay?
So we won't be talking to you anytime soon.
Oh, you're so...
Wow.
What is happening?
I just don't think they're going to win.
I'm just kidding.
All right. David, you know what you need to say, buddy. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am David from Stowe, and I did not trump Tooing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.